third peg of Gittin, there's halacha, a get has the cause of lo lishma, it has to be written lishma. What does lishma mean? Lishma means that he issues a document that it should be written for a divorce between him and his wife, and the sefer writes it for that purpose. If it's not written for the wife of this person, it is possible. A person was walking the shuk and he heard the seifim were calling out as they were practicing to write documents, and they wrote the document. He's playing the magosh, playing his more complaining. Oh, they happen to be using my wife and my wife's name in our town. Let's just take that document. Just looking for such a seifer. This is my wife and my name and her name. Still, he cannot be magash with it because it was not written based on the fact that he issued it, and it wasn't written for him. They just used names. Yes, I'm counting more than that. He wrote it for his wife and changed his mind. And somebody else from the same town. So here it was written for gerushin. It wasn't just written for practice. But even so, since the second person is saying that we have the same names, but he did not issue the writing of the document, it's also possible gashba. Yosemite can even a bigger chiddush. This person had two wives. My same shelfim, he was married to two women. Sarah v'sarah. Possible gashba zikdol. His intent was to marry the older, to divorce the older of the two. But gashba zikdol, he cannot use it to divorce the bottom one because once again it was not written l'shem the katana. Yosemite can even a bigger chiddush. Oh, lavlik seig le'ezer sheyotzei gash. Tells the sefer, I have two of these wives. I didn't make up my mind yet. Two of them is too much for me, but I didn't make up my mind which one I am releasing. Still, it's possible gashbo because it ain't engraved. It has to be clear at the time of the writing who it's for.